I wanted to know about sacred numerology. And when you start to see sequential numbers show up in your life, and you start seeing them over and over, it's said that that is kind of the universe talking to you. But what does that mean? What is
that? Like so many things, it only means what you decide it means. And so it's very tricky in, you know, we would ask that you decide. You know, that's why the questions. Be the choosers of how you think. Be the ones who educate yourself. Discern what it is you bring into your life experience, what tools you use. Be the evolver, the master of your consciousness in this lifetime. And so receive what is a benefit to you and let go of the rest. And yet, like anything, including your memories, it is only what you believe, what you're experiencing, what you're projecting on it through your consciousness of today that would limit you or expand you. And so think of it from that way. Does this delight me? Then I will enjoy it. Does this limit me? Am I getting obsessive? That's when you want to watch out for. Is it really, you know, that which I'm desiring? The tricky part is that the human consciousness is designed to recognize patterns. The human consciousness coming in to explore separation will always look for connections to feel safer. That is the ego mind. If you can practice learning when you are in mind and when you are in heart, you will more easily receive the sacredness and yet still stay about your business of bringing spirit into earth form.
And what about sacred geometry? If so many, let's say Freemasons, or there were so many people, you know, many, many, many years ago who made what's called sacred geometry. Is this just sacred because it's what's reflected to us from source?
It's actually the level of comprehension that they use going into the study. And so there are many surfaces, levels, or layers of consciousness around anything. There are people, and you might remember when you're first exposed to vibrational law of attraction, you think it works on everything in a certain way, and then you find there's more and more to learn. Again, it's about complexity, ever evolving. There is no end game. And so those that have studied anything to use as a sacred form of communication and insight, anything is simply a tool. How much you invest into it at a level of heart, at a level of pure, clear intention to align to the divine is where the sacredness would come. But it can be in any form. And so we would not say get attached to one form in particular, but find that which resonates with you, that which allows you to open the doors to a better feeling consciousness of connection to sacredness. And so some people will be drawn to the astrology, to the geometry, to the numbers. Some people will be drawn to different energy techniques. Some people will be drawn to different interpretations of spiritual teachings. It's very important at this time on earth that you are the one choosing what you're letting in, what you're investing your time, your effort, your energy, your consciousness in. More than any other time on earth, it's very important that you embrace the uniqueness of you. Be ready to flow quickly, receive benefit, and then be interested in something else and to come back. We ask that you invest the time and the effort and the energy long enough to reach a spiritual consciousness, and yet not to be too attached to any one specific way. Because you notice the rapid expansion on earth today. Consciousness, technology, communication is all rapidly expanding. And so it's very, very important that you get clear what supports you in any given moment and what does not. Commit to that which will give you the greatest payoff and be consistent in that. And the other things, enjoy for whatever enjoyment would be had without getting too involved. Does that help a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
We are aware that many of our answers seem like we only provoke more questions, mm-hmm. and that they circle around. We are very aware of that.